You're welcome to Digital Skills Mastery Lab. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at the impact of digital transformation on your business. The concept of digital transformation is the use of digital technologies to improve operational activities, and this can span from in-house processes of a company to the business model of an organization in a strategic manner. When processes are said to be digitally transformed, what it simply implies is that new ways to reinvent processes throughout the organization is being introduced. We are going to look at two popular examples of how digital transformation has been applied using digital technology to transform well-established traditional business models that have been in existence for a very long time. The first example is Uber. Uber is currently available in not less than 80 countries around the world. Its business model resulted in reinvention of taxi services in the transportation industry, and this reinvention has huge global impacts in the transportation industry. Another popular example is Netflix. Netflix actually started as a DVD by mail service, but has now grown to be one of the most popular video streaming services globally. Netflix introduced a business model that highly impacted movies in the entertainment industry. There are other notable success stories of companies that adopted digital transformation in other sectors. Digital transformation is broad, and there are different factors that will impact on the degree of digitization and the justification by decision makers in organizations as regards to the resources to be allocated for technological development. Factors such as technology, customer demand, and behavior can have impact on digitization. In order to maximally benefit from the advantages of digital transformation, you will have to carefully study your customer behavior and demand, and also be able to accurately evaluate the available technology that will suit the demands of your customer. As a business owner, if you can make provisions for a budget to purchase highly sophisticated software and technology that can help grow your revenue and improve operational efficiency, before making that decision on adoption, you have to carefully consider if your employees are going to take maximal advantages of the benefits being offered, and how you plan to measure the successes that will result from your digital transformation efforts. If your projections on potential responses from employees to organizational and technological changes are showing poor or very low reception, then you will have to find out the potential cause of this possible response rate. It has to do with the desire and ability of employees to embrace emerging technologies. Then it's going to have strong impact on digital adoption, because this has to do with attitudes and skills. What digital adoption simply means is achieving a state in which digital tools are maximally used as intended. This will definitely not look similar for different companies. Successful digital adoption remains the popular end goal for all digital transformation drive. In some instances, there are challenges that can affect the decisions of companies from adopting digital transformation. We list just a few. The first is poor alignment of the leadership of an organization around the benefits of digital transformation. The next is weak employee engagement. When the level of employee engagement as regards to innovation and technology is very low, this will most likely lead to strong negative impact, and it's going to be a huge concern for the organization due to the potential negative impact on return on investment. And we have poor data management system. Customer data is crucially important when considering digital transformation. A well-organized data management system will help you create good insight into customers' buying preferences and behavior. If your data is poorly organized, you might encounter some avoidable difficulties. Then overcoming cultural barriers, and finally keeping up with technology. But a good solution to these challenges that can stall digital transformation is to have strong executive approval. excellent presentation of the advantages of digital transformation needs to be clearly communicated to the executive in order to have their support. The potential increase in revenue and productivity needs to be well presented, as well as the return on investment. Then reskilling and upskilling of the workforce will also be hugely helpful. Let us be reminded that disruptive changes resulting from digital transformation not only impact on organizations, they also have societal, environmental, and institutional consequences. This is attracting growing attention in the area of research on digital transformation. The trend of digital transformation holds strong promises of improving operational productivity performance by enhancing innovation and reducing the cost of business processes in lots of business areas. You have to be conscious that the effective use of investment in your drive towards a successful digital transformation is necessary in order to generate high business values and performance. Investing in digital transformation needs to be justified. You will need to consider building a system that will serve your customers with high focus on sustainable long-term customer business relationship and also improve operational business efficiency. Digital transformation is having huge positive impact on wide area of business environment, thereby creating lots of opportunities. And trends in big data, machine learning, e-commerce, Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence could lead to massive productivity benefits. But you have to be reminded that when there is rapid disruption to business models and old established market, it might just turn out to have negative impact on lots of businesses too slow to adapt to digital marketplace. I would suggest that instead of allowing you and your business to be threatened by the rapid changing and hyper competitiveness in this digital age, you have to explore the option of adoption that has the potential of expanding your revenue and market dominance. There are some industries that are being massively disrupted by digital transformation. Organizations such as media, consumer financial services, retail, consumer products, just to mention a few. And low barrier of entering into these sectors creates opportunity for agile competition, which becomes a strong force that is accelerating disruption. As a professional or business owner, you have to keep an eye on emerging innovations and digital trends that are currently shaping your industry and those that will have impact on your industry in the future. You have to stay updated in any sector you have professional or business interest. To create a successful competitive advantage in this digital age, your digital strategy must be strong and the execution just have to be well planned out. The impact of digital transformation on different businesses will vary, but will often lead to the following benefit of digitization: reduced operating costs, increased revenue, enhanced customer satisfaction, optimized operations, and much more. All the benefits I mentioned are all hugely valuable. They have the potentials to strengthen your company's presence on your designated market. A good understanding of the potential impact of digital transformation on your business as well as your business sector will be helpful to you. With good data analysis, you can easily project how and where values will be generated. Digital transformation has the potential to hugely impact a range of activities and interactions between people, government, and businesses. Now we have to look at the relevance of a well-trained workforce. There are essential ways training can help enhance digital transformation. By empowering people to evolve their skills to ensure sustainable success in digital transformation drive, you will need to embrace strong digital culture in your business, where everyone is willing to key into new processes and don't feel threatened by changes. Organizations must encourage continuous learning among employees. As an employee, you have to develop the habit of personal continuous learning. This will help you up your skills at a much faster rate. And as a business owner, you have to be forward-thinking and create strategy that will attract new talents and also has potential to drive growth and profitability of your company. Employees in this digital age are looking for companies that offers more than just a job. When you integrate career advancement, learning and development opportunities for employees, it will help strengthen your position to attract good hires. The success of your company's digital transformation drive depends largely on the employees. By building a culture of continuous learning, embracing emerging platforms and technologies, and investing in the right talent, you stand a very good chance of enjoying sustainable success. Digital transformation objectives from organization to organization will be different, and those will affect the selection and prioritizing of metrics for assessing measurement of success. There are different ways you can carry out measurement of your effort. You can evaluate the progress of your digital transformation drive by evaluating the number of new revenues that resulted from digital investment, measuring the number of active users in your workforce relative to the license that was purchased, keeping record of the number of processes performed on the new software. You can hire the services of a consultant to help with the conduct of an assessment. Please, I would suggest you don't stop at digital transformation. Kindly ensure you discover very strong strategies on how to successfully sustain the benefits of adopting digital transformation. This has been Digital Skills Mastery Lab. Thanks for listening. If you have questions, kindly send a mail to digitalskillsmasterylab@gmail.com.